This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are continuing our conversation with Kimberly Palmer. She is the author of Smart Mom, Rich Mom, Helping Moms Build Wealth While Raising Our Families. Now, before we get back into the conversation, where can our listeners find you online if they want to learn more about what you're up to, and where can they get your book?
Yeah, so my website is kimberly-palmer.com. My book, Smart Mom, Rich Mom, of course, is in bookstores, on Amazon, and I'm on Twitter. It's at Kimberly Palmer.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Now let's talk about insurance, because I know this is one of those that not everybody really understands how to manage. But what type of insurance policies do we need to buy to protect our families against unexpected events?
This is such an important topic. I really realize that people do not like talking about it. It's kind of depressing to think about, but it's so important to protect our families to take out life insurance, first of all, because if one of the big earners in your family, the primary breadwinners in your family, you know, if that income were suddenly lost, it would just be, you know, financially so stressful, compounding upon, you know, whatever other trauma you've just gone through with an unexpected loss. So you definitely want to think about life insurance. And then also another one that often gets overlooked is disability insurance. A lot of us, we, you know, plan to stay in the workforce for a long time, and all sorts of things can happen that cause us to have to take disability insurance. So you want to make sure you're protected. One thing to look at is that through our workplace benefits, you often have access to both those kinds of insurance. So you want to see if you can take that out through your job, your partner's job. That is a great way to save money on that. We often overlook our workplace benefits, and, you know, that's just leaving money on the table. So the first place to look is check in with your workplace, see what's available to you, what you have signed up for, what you can still sign up for. Flex spending, too, can save you a lot of money over time. So definitely don't forget about that.
Yeah, and, you know, we realize that this is not the fun stuff. This is not the stuff that everybody wants to talk about. It can be depressing. It can be something that, you know, we just don't want to deal with. But we got to deal with it sometime, and it's important, you know, when we're moms. And so, you know, we do deal with, you know, the yucky side of life a lot. You know, we're wiping people's
butts. We have
to. Yeah. So, you know, we do have to pay attention to those things that we don't necessarily, they're outside of our comfort zone, but insurance is huge. It's a really big deal. So, you know, it's things like that and, you know, planning your will and, you know, all of those things that are not fun. We do need to take a moment, stop and do that. And pay attention to it. Now, one of the more fun things, because I think this can be really fun, is you have some advice on how to teach our kids about money starting at a young age. Because as moms, I think it excites us to think, you know what, I'm going to empower my kid. I'm going to make sure that my kid knows how to handle money and how to be successful. And what do you recommend we start to do?
Yes, this topic is so important because I actually found in my research that even as young as 8 years old, you start to see gender differences in how kids talk about money, with even 8-year-old boys saying parents talk to them more about money than 8-year-old girls. And so the big message, the big takeaway for parents is just to make sure you're talking about money with your kids. I mean, they watch everything we do. So make sure that when you're shopping, when you're making decisions, you're explaining what you're doing to your kids. I actually love to have my 6-year-old daughter come sit next to me now when I'm paying bills. So if I get something like the utility bill in the mail, I'll have her sit next to me, explain what I'm doing. She now comes up with ideas for how we can save, you know, use less water and save money. So it's all about having these conversations.
I love that. That's so great. I haven't done with that. I have a 6-year-old daughter as well. I haven't done that with her yet. That's a good one. You know, and actually she's probably right at that point where she's ready to pay a little more attention. So
Yeah, they get into it.
Well, and they come up with the funniest questions and the most interesting insights. And yeah, I'm just kind of, I'm interested to see where she takes that.
Yeah.
Now, I find it fascinating that you see the gender differences, that parents are just speaking to the boys more than they are to the girls about these things. You know, so that's something that, you know, we need to keep our eyes on as well. You know, it's funny. We don't even realize sometimes when those biases come into play. So giving ourselves, you know, that heads up that to make sure that we're treating everyone the same is very important. Now, how about you? Now, were you a big saver as a child? Is this something that you've always been able to do and had a handle on, or no?
Yeah, well, it's all about my mom, because she talked to us about money. I have two younger sisters as well. She actually wrote us a letter about money, explaining all of the mistakes that she'd made, her basically what she wanted us to do when I was about 21. And I took that with me. And now, I mean, I plan to do the same thing with my kids when they're a little older. I think writing your kids a letter and sharing your values and thoughts can be so powerful. And my mom, I mean, she's such a role model to me. It definitely taught me a lot, just made me realize I need to be thinking about money.
You know, it's so interesting how as adults you start to see what was effective that our parents did, you know, and apply that to our parenting. Because you, no matter what, you know, the more we have all these experts on and we read different things. And at the end of the day, you know, taking that look back on what worked that our parents did and, you know, what do we need to maintain and what do we need to throw out? You know, that's super important. You know, that's a great resource for us to always pay attention to and always think about. Now, is Smart Mom, Rich Mom available everywhere?
It sure is. It's available everywhere, you know, online in bookstores. It just came out.
I love it. All right. Well, we will run out and get our copies immediately. I hope that you do too. Don't forget to follow Kimberly on social media and get all those great tips as you go, because I'm sure, you know, there's always, you're always learning something new. There's always something new to follow and to learn about and everything. And we so appreciate you taking the time to be here and share your insight with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio, and we'll be back with more right after this.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.